So my name is Elizabeth Soper. I'm a graduating senior from the University of Oregon from the School of Music and Dance. I'm getting 2 degrees, one in music education, one in flute performance, and I'm also getting a minor in nonprofit administration. When I was in kindergarten, I decided to be a part of our elementary school's talent show. And in the talent show, I decided I want to sing the song about counting by five. And the music teacher saw it during the talent show and thought, oh my gosh, I can tell she loves music. She needs to be a part of this. So in first grade, she let me be a part of a choir that was typically for kids older than my age. And I immediately fell in love with choir and music. And then I slowly started adding more instruments. I started piano and then violin. And then I started playing flute, which is what I play now. I started playing saxophone and oboe over the years. And it wasn't until about sixth grade that I decided, you know, I definitely want music to be my profession, and I think I want to teach music, and I think that's where I want my career to go. So by sixth grade, I'd already decided I wanted to be a band teacher, and since then, I kind of just kept playing as much music as I could, and now I'm here. It's been definitely an interesting time, because this is basically the exact opposite of what I imagined my term was going to be. I was imagining, you know, 60-hour weeks of just teaching and preparing to teach, and now I have all this free time on my hands, and I'm spending more time with my parents and their dog, and it's great, and I love spending time with them, but, you know, I've spent 4 years preparing for this rigorous term, and now suddenly it's like summer break, but 3 months early. I was supposed to do student teaching this term at Grant High School in Portland, and I was supposed to move up to Portland in order to do that experience. But because all of the public schools ended up closing, I wasn't able to student teach. Thankfully, our professors have been working tirelessly to make something work, so we still have a modified student teaching experience, but this doesn't involve any schools or students, and it doesn't even involve our mentor or teachers that we were going to have in the public schools. So I'm still going to graduate, I'm still going to get my license, and I'm very thankful for that, but it's definitely been different than I anticipated. The student teaching experience is definitely a reality check for us that are about to graduate. Not only is it a reality check of the workload of a teacher, but also all of the additional skills and abilities that we need as a teacher that we wouldn't have thought of during our curriculum in our undergrad. So it's definitely weird not having that experience because there are a bunch of tips and tricks I could have gotten from my mentor teacher, or there could have been a reality check for me where I could have found out that maybe teaching wasn't the best thing for me. And I won't get these experiences until I get my first full-time job in the fall. So for job applications, they are posting now until around July or August. So I'm applying as they come up. The only slightly nerve-wracking thing about all of it is a lot of school districts right now have hiring freezes because of all of the worries about the economy right now. So it's hard to find jobs as of right now because of the hiring freezes, but hopefully everything will settle down soon and the jobs will start posting in maybe June or July.